connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Talks resumed today to try to end the strike by auto workers against the big three automakers. The latest from WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The union says car makers need to share their record profits. The companies say they are, but they can't afford the union's demands.
We are a caring organization. This is not about greed.
Mark Stewart is chief operating officer at Stellantis, a parent firm of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. Their latest offer includes a 21% pay hike.
Storm Lee has brought down trees, swamped streets, and left tens of thousands of customers without power in New England and eastern Canada. A massive tree came down in Rockland, Maine.
I heard this, like, crash. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to, like, get killed because this tree's going to fall on my house. And luckily, it wasn't my house, unfortunately. I mean, lucky for me, it weren't my house, but it was across the way. And it didn't hit no houses, but it did smash this Prius.
Cruise ships took refuge in Portland while lobstermen in Bar Harbor and elsewhere pulled traps from the water and brought their boats inland. A controversial Republican who'd been suspended from office after the Republican-controlled Texas House impeached him is now back in office, says reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The Texas Senate voted to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton on all 16 articles.
Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby reinstated to office.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the presiding judge in the impeachment trial, Patrick saying the trial should have never happened. He then took aim on the State House of Representatives for voting to impeach Paxton, calling it a waste of time and money.
The prosecution has moved to limit ex-President Trump's statements about his federal election interference case, says CBS's Tom Foti.
A federal prosecutor who's a constant Donald Trump speech and social media target is asking the judge in the Washington, D.C. election interference case to issue a partial gag order on the ex-president. Criminal defense attorney Joseph Tully.
The concern is that the judge doesn't want the case to be tried in the press.
Some serious allegations have been made against actor and comedian Russell Brand, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He's accused of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse during a seven-year period. Four women allege it happened between 2006 and 2013, which he denies. Brand responded in a video on X.
The relationships I had were absolutely always consensual.
The British neonatal nurse who was found guilty last month of murdering seven babies and the attempted murder of six others has now asked a court of appeals to give her permission to appeal the verdict and the sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. A jury found 33-year-old Lucy Letby guilty of killing the babies at the neonatal unit in hospital in northwestern England. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
La 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 Zinc Radio, two in a row, a double dip of work. Why? Album release parties coming up right around the corner. More information after this song, Ignition, on Mag Zinc Radio. Work. Why? On Max Inc. Radio, album release party 10-21 High Noon Saloon. Ambulance now. It's Saturday night, and you're listening to local music right here on Max Inc. Radio. How you did not get absolutely soaked in that rain out there.
I ran between the raindrops.
I'm just amazed. I mean, it was like coming down cats and dogs. There's hail. There's things bouncing off the window here.
Yeah.
And you came in completely unscathed.
Yeah. It's and amazing. Driving through Sun Prairie, it was pouring like crazy. But I know there was also, as you said, there was hail.
Yeah.
Luckily, I did not see any of that on that drive. Or the next drive here.
I know. I just got a new car, too. I was sweating. But then Rocker was like, don't worry, man. It's in the parking garage.
Oh.
And I was like, Right, right.
Yes. Now we just have to be careful when we leave, because I bet State Street's going to be bananas.
Yeah, right.
Big Badgers win. You were there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to watch just the students like pour in and pour in. And then just, you know, every time they do jump around, it's just, it's crazy.
Oh, that's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. Good, 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 good. Rocker, we've got all kinds of amazing things coming up tonight.
We do, Terry. Tonight, Jimmy Kay, he is on location over at the Dark Star Art Bar tonight, telling us about the Max Inc. Radio Showcase, and he'll be interviewing some bands, checking in, and we're going to hear all about that in a little while. Tonight, we also have Cat in the Hurricane. She's going to be in the studio with the band for an interview, a new album, and an upcoming tour. And Pancromatic Steel, an 8-piece steel drum band, is in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Wait a second. Rocker, wait. How are we going to get another band in here? I don't know. If you can't see it. Watch Terry's video.
I'm putting it on right now on because Facebook.
You got two bands in here tonight? Thank goodness we have new studios.
Well, not performing. Only one performing. But
Cat
the Hurricane will be in here for an interview.
Rob's saying, though. It's a lot of people no matter what. We never would have fit in the old studios.
No way.
We all would have been in what we always refer to as the closet with Rob.
You know, and the thing about some of these steel drums that I've noticed is it's a steel drum band, right? So you think, well, eight people, you know, you have like eight drums. Well, it's no, like each person has like three drums.
Three
big giant steel drums.
This is gonna be so good.
Yeah, when they were practicing earlier, I was like, holy cow, that's a lot of drums.
Yeah, and then there's a bass player and a keyboard player and a real drum set. I mean,
it's gonna be loud and amazing.
Oh, it's gonna be loud. I like that. I like loud. Sorry. I know often we do acoustic, so loud's going to be really fun.
And you know what? I mean, it's a steel drum band, so technically it's metal.
Yeah. Oh.
It's so metal.
Okay, that's the one joke from Rocker tonight.
No, it
is. I know
that's
it's
not the last
not.
One, Terry.
Never mind. I should know you better than that. Oh, yes. All right. Well, we are off to a crazy start already, which is awesome. Okay, Rob, what you got coming up?
Hey, let's play some Charlie Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Charlie Boy on Max Inc. Radio. All right, Jimmy K is at the Dark Horse Art Bar right now. Hey, Jimmy K, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rob Roberts. Good evening to you. Good evening, Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hi.
And good evening to everybody across the Civic Media Radio Woo! Network. I am Jimmy K. I'm broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, 756 East Washington Avenue, sandwiched in between Cargo Coffee and Salvatore's Tomato Pie. You know what I've already done? I've got a 10-inch sausage pepperoni from Salvatore's Tomato Pie. Excellent.
That makes us jealous, but we're also jealous that you're there and you're going to have a blast tonight with what's happening.
It is going to be a great night of rock and roll at the Dark Star Art Bar tonight. It is the Maxine Concert Showcase. We have Sky Urchin. They haven't played a show in Madison for quite some time. I'm super excited about that. The Vipers are playing tonight. They're a legendary Madison band. And making their public debut for the first time. That's why we call it a debut, Rob. It's Peacemaker. You remember I Am Dragon from the day back in the day? John Stover, the leader of I Am Dragon, is now the leader of Peacemaker. And they're going to shatter windows at the Dark Star Art Bar tonight.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, too, I'm here with some friends here. Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star Art Bar, is here with me. Nice. Sam, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good to be here.
Great. It's great to have you first. Beautiful venue, first of all. Congratulations. Tell me the emotions, the roller coaster of emotions you had when you first turned the key and the Dark Star was yours.
Well, it was all pretty exciting. We waited, I don't know, 5 or 6 months and then got the same venue back that we had before. And it was really great. Because I got to redo the bar and make the stage a little better, make the sound system better, make the bar better, more of my original vision that I didn't get to do before. So it's been fantastic.
And now that the place is yours, your vision come to reality for you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yep.
How exciting! One aspect about this particular space, when it was the Dark Horse and now it's the Dark Star, you kept the art bar aspect of it, and you're dedicated to the visual arts along with the music arts. Talk about that.
It's two of my favorite things. I've been doing gig posters for 25 years or something like that, 20-some years. So I've always been in the music scene, and I do my own art, and I've worked with other artists for almost that amount of time, too, and I like to support local artists and local bands and also bring in people from out of state and across the country.
And even international off air, we were talking about a band from Canada that's come here at least 4 times now.
Ooh. Yeah. Autopilot. They're fantastic. It's a 3-piece alternative pop band. That's excellent. Tonight's a real rocker though.
Tonight is definitely a rocker. We got Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker making their public debut. Lots of specials or a few specials here at the Dark Star right now. You want to go through that list or do you have it in memory or?
Well, happy hour runs 6 to 8 and that's always a dollar off taps, dollar off rails, dollar off wine. We have a Cabo Wabo, Paloma and Moscow Mule special.
The Four Rows Old Fashioned. That sounds delicious. I love it. Tell me about the Four Rows Old Fashioned.
Well, I like bourbon old fashions. I know we're in Wisconsin and everybody likes brandy old fashions, but they're all delicious. We'll make you a brandy old fashioned too.
So the Four Rows is a bourbon.
Yes, it's delicious bourbon.
I'm going to have to sample that. I think so. I have to quality assure this Four Rows bourbon of old fashioned.
Please do. You'll like it.
And I encourage everybody else listening to Max Inc. Radio right now to do the same thing. Come join us. 756 East Washington Avenue. You know, sound quality is a huge part of a live show. And here at the Dark Star is John, the sound engineer, is joining us right now. John, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be here.
You ready to push the buttons, make the rock and roll sound pretty tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's your background? What have you done beside running sound here at the Dark Star?
Well, I have a very long history with running sound and sound design, both for rock bands and for bands in general, but also for theater and sound design for theater and for movies and for film. So I've had my hand in sound design for over 10 years. I currently work with Full Compass over in Verona. Of course you work for Full Compass. Every musician or anybody who's connected with Full Compass in the music scene here works at Full Compass. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, we do tend to draw them in, so to speak. It's a lot of like-minded individuals who are trying to, you know, provide solutions.
So you would agree with me by the statement if I were to say, thank God for Jim Roof?
Yes, thank God for Jim Roof. Actually, he just celebrated a birthday about a week ago. Happy birthday, Jim. He's going to be mad if he hears it.
Love Jim Roof. We love you. Come on down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We got some drink specials. We got to try that Four Rows Old Fashioned.
I want a full report.
And a bit of brandy. I know you're in Wisconsin, but that's all right. You could do a little something different, right? What are some of the best shows you've done here at the Dark Star so far, John, that you've picked for that were memorable for you?
Actually, the very first one I did here was really memorable. We had a group that afterwards I tried to look them up online afterwards. It didn't have a whole ton of success, but it's headlined by a group called Good Corners, and they described themselves as cowboy space jazz. And that's exactly what it was. There's a ton of synthesizers, really low, rumbling, ambient tones, and then like harmonica and slide guitar. And it was very, very cool, especially as we like got into the early hours of the morning, and it's just sort of like the world sort of like slowly fades away. It was very, very cool. That was very memorable.
Stoned cowboys with synthesizers.
100%. Like, think Cowboy Bebop. If you know anime, think Cowboy Bebop. And that's sort of the energy we're going for on that.
I love it. And Sam, tell me some of the shows that are coming up that you're excited about. Hold on a second.
There's a bunch of great shows coming up. The Bob Bucko Jr. and Friendly Spectre show is coming up on October 19th. Malva with the Irish Goodbyes and Courtesy of Tim, which is going to be awesome. It's kind of like pop punk and ska in the best way possible.
Courtesy of Tim is so great. I love the horns in that band. A little punk rock and ska all put together.
That's September 23rd. It's going to be awesome.
And, of course, Tim Consequence is going to be here tonight with the Vipers.
Yep, and Tim's great. Everything Tim does is great.
He's a genius with an organ.
Sure.
All right, we got that settled. Hey, come on down. Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We hope to see you. We got Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker. The show starts at 9. We'll check back in with you a bit later. Broadcasting live on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. We are local music.
celebrating local music in Madison and Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Zinc Radio, Cat in the Hurricane, on my way back in the studio. tonight, talking about their upcoming tour. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nothing to salvage. I'm calling up when our voices raise. Fall.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Drive. You tell me it's all right, that you can stand a little. said you're fun. But can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you I see a jam straight ahead. You're just like
crosstown traffic.
So how'd I get through to you?
Crosstown traffic.
I don't need a run with you.
Crosstown traffic.
All you do is slow me down. And I'm trying to get on the other side of town.
Payback. I think this is Terry's song. She was stuck in that traffic today.
Yeah, it was a little weird traffic on a Saturday, you know, when everybody is already at a Badgers game, and I'm coming back from up north, and the traffic's going in the wrong direction.
You're like salmon. You're just like trying to get back, right?
Swimming downstream.
Yeah. Jimmy K's on the phone.
All right.
He's at the Dark Horse eating pizza. You know, he's eating pizza. He brought none for us.
Oh.
They're like Uber Eats or something, right?
Well,
like, Jimmy,
send
me a pizza.
I tell you what, the Salvatore's tomato pie I just had was fantastic. It has a sauce and pepperoni.
It's so good.
And I think they put a little extra red sauce on it, which was okay because it gave me the Mighty Mouse feeling right now because it's so good.
You know what I love about Sal's? There's three locations now, right?
We always order out of Monona.
Yeah, three locations. Boom. That's right. Thumb Prairie, mm-hmm. Livingston Street, right next where I'm standing, and also Monona Drive.
Yes.
Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's.
Nicely
SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
You're welcome.
Did that from memory. Are you impressed?
Yep, I'm just checking that off the list. Check.
There you go. We are live at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue here in Madison. It's the Maxine Concert Showcase tonight. Sky Urchin is here tonight. The Vipers, and making their public debut, Peacemakers. Mm. So excited about the Maxine Concert Series Showcase tonight. Come on down and join us. There are some drink specials happening. Happy hour is until 8 o'clock tonight. Dollar off rails, also taps, and wine. So dollar off until 8 o'clock. You heard Sam talking about the Four Rows Old Fashioned later. I'm currently drinking one of those. Ooh. Hang on, let me take a drink.
Okay.
Mm. So
I can taste it.
I had the sour option. I decided to go sour instead
of
sweet.
Sour.
And it's made with bourbon instead of brandy. It's not true Wisconsin. It's kind of Illinois-ish, but it's really delicious. So. That's what I got to say about that. Come out and get one.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here with an old friend from the Madison comedy scene. Andrew Reining is with us tonight. What's going on, Andrew?
Hello, Max Inc. World. Hello, good to see everybody.
It is great to see you. Thank you for coming down tonight. We're going to talk about the Capital Comedy Hour that's happening on September 23rd here in just a couple of minutes. But I don't want the poop on you, man, because you've been around the comedy scene off and on for quite a number of years now, man. What I guess if you had to make an elevator pitch to somebody, hey, this is my style of comedy, what would that elevator pitch be?
Ooh, that's a great question, Jimmy. I guess I would say that I was like self-deprecating, but also observational. Okay. I do my best to keep it like relatively clean, but also enough that you know, anybody can kind of get into it if they're ready to laugh.
What's the worst insult that you ever threw to yourself?
Oh, this is a true thing that happened to me. I have a joke about how like folks who are homeless in the Midwest are even like pretty nice compared to the East Coast. Somebody asked me for change in New York, and I said, "Sorry, man, no cash." He looked me right in the eye, and he said, "That must be why those pants don't fit."
whoa!
A Midwestern homeless person would absolutely never. They would just say, "Have a good day."
Yeah, right, wow. Right. That's hilarious, man. So you've been in the comedy scene for how long now?
So the first time I got on stage ever was probably in like 2013, but I would say that I've been active for the past like 3 to 4 years.
What if you had to give advice to somebody out there that's listening to the show right now, I want to do some stand-up comedy. What is the best advice you could give them to have them succeed in that dream?
Yeah. First of all, be kind to yourself. It's very, very hard to do.
This is coming from somebody who insults himself on a nightly basis.
That's correct. You get real comfortable being insulted by yourself and others. And aside from that, just get on stage. There's localmadisoncomedy.com that we'll talk about. Has a list of all the open mics, 4 or 5 nights a week. There's a place you can be to try something. Just be bold, give it a shot, and be forgiving to yourself.
And what I really love about the Madison comedy scene that I've witnessed over the past years is that it's a very supportive community. You have a lot of comedians here in Madison that will welcome you in and actually help you and give you tips along the way.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that Madison, you know, feels like the size of the city it is. You know, maybe in New York or Chicago or whatever, it would feel a lot more cutthroat. But here, I mean, we're just so excited when somebody new, funny, interested shows up that we, like, really do our best to bring people along.
That's awesome. And that's important. That happens in the Madison music scene as well. Musicians will take other musicians. They'll collaborate with each other, help each other out, book shows together. And it's basically the same thing that's happening in the Madison music scene that's happening in the Madison comedy scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's something that, you know, my show that we'll get into. I mean, like, I've got a whole writer's room. I've got 5 or 6 people that write for me. You know, I just got the sketch back for the show that we're going to do. With that I wasn't even involved in that I saw today, and it was hilarious. These are guys that, you know, I'm just collaborating with and went and did their own thing. It's awesome.
Andrew Ryan here with us at the Dark Star Art Bar. We're talking about some comedy. Let's talk about the Capital Comedy Hour. That's happening up. The next show is happening Saturday, September 23rd. Show starts at 9, goes until 10:30. There's a live music set at 8 o'clock. Talk about the show itself, the Capital Comedy Hour. It's based on kind of a late night TV talk show.
That's correct. Yeah, we call it a late night variety show. So Capital Comedy Hour, way back in the day, this was years ago, used to be just a stand-up showcase. And it was just like the best comics we could find, bring everybody in. Me and my partner, my producing partner, Matt Jordan, sat down and said we wanted to kind of emulate the late night shows of, like, you know, Conan O'Brien is kind of a personal hero of mine, probably, in my opinion, the best to ever do it. So, you know, I'm the Conan O'Brien of this experience. You know, I'm going to have the suits. You know, I'll go up there. We got headline jokes. We've got sketches. We've got interviews. I mean, well, you know, like I said, we got Matt doing an hour of live piano to start at 8 p.m. before the show starts at 9. So the whole thing is, you know, stand-up based, but it is a true variety experience.
As far as late-night talk shows, Conan O'Brien, he's awesome. I like him.
Yeah.
My personal hero is David Letterman. I love Letterman.
Yeah. Letterman's incredible. Like, also right there, underrated Craig Ferguson. I don't know if you remember much of the Craig Ferguson show. He was a little alt. He was a little weirder. Like, you know, his sidekick was just a talking robot. But, like, that was kind of my love of Conan, is that he would do the alt stuff while still kind of hewing into, like, that mainstream. But Letterman, incredible.
Amazing. Talk about some of the guests that's coming up in your next show here on September 23rd. It's a really stellar list of people coming in, making jokes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple people, our headliner is a fellow named Aiden McCluskey. He opens for nationally touring comedian Nick Mullen, who's a really famous podcaster and comedian. I saw him open for Nick, and he just destroyed. I've seen hundreds of hours of stand-up at this point. Aiden is top 5 funniest people I've ever seen. And I said, like, I mean, do you think maybe? So I reached out, and he was so cool. He was immediately like, yeah, let me know dates. I'm coming. So he's incredible. He's going to do probably 25 minutes or so, and he's just going to murder. And then he's bringing a Minneapolis comic, Tia Hannes, who's she's newer. I'm told very funny. I saw some clips of her.
I watched her a little bit on YouTube today for show prep, and she made me pee my pants.
Yeah, yeah. And then Dan Bakula is also going to be there. You, Jimmy, might remember Dan if you were back. Yeah, Dan. So Dan moved to the Twin Cities. He's coming back to do a longer set for us because he's been doing stand-up the whole time in the Twin Cities as well.
Dan was our guest, I believe, at the Wisco or maybe the Frequency when we were doing the Jimmy K shows.
Yeah, Dan is an old school guy. Dan's been doing this a long time. Dan, also hilarious. And then unlisted on the bill so far, but we just added her, is a local comedian and improviser, Peggy Hurley, who's just been lighting it up at the Comedy Club recently. And we said, we got to ask Peggy. So we are loaded. The lineup is crazy.
That's amazing. And during the show, I mean, it's obviously you're scripted out, but there's going to be some improv in these shows. You really don't know what's going to happen, right?
Absolutely. I won't spoil any surprises, but we've got, I think, two segments that are going to be a little chaotic in a really fun way.
That's amazing. All right, real quick, we're almost out of time here. The show's happening Saturday, September 23rd. It's at Madison's on King Street.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets, how do we do that?
So we have a right on localmadisoncomedy.com. There's a link to the Eventbrite and a special treat for you guys. Tickets are $20 because it's a loaded show. But if you put in promo code MAXINC, you can get $10 tickets to Capital
nice.
Comedy Hour when you check out.
Promo code MAXINC. All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Woo. All right, we're live at the Dark Star. Come back and see us. Jimmy K, MAXINC.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A lot of people.